Blog Talk Radio.
Waiting for the order.
But me put on my thing.
Hi, good evening, Sister Powell. Sister Leola, can you hear me?
I hear you now, Sister Carla.
Okay. Yes, it should be ready.
Okay, my dear. Thank you. You know, they wouldn't let me in at all.
Okay. Yeah, don't worry.
All right, my dear. God bless. Thanks. Mm-hmm. All right. I'm just going to start because it's late, you know. Good evening, my dear beloved brothers and sisters on Advent Light. Welcome again. Let us offer a word of prayer. Father, we just want to thank you for the privilege of prayer. We want to thank you for your love and your mercies towards us. We want to thank you for your protection. We want to thank you for your care. We want to thank you for loving us, Lord. We want to thank you for forgiving us of all our many sins and shortcomings. And as we come before your throne this evening, Lord, we ask you to pour your Holy Spirit upon your children and allow us, dear Lord, to rejoice and to give you all the praise that due to you. We thank you for traveling mercies, Lord. We thank you for the food you have provided for us, the clothes on our back, the peace of mind, dear Father. And most of all, thank you for you, Jesus Christ, who come in this world, Lord, to save us from our sin. And Lord, we come before you boldly to the throne this evening to praise you in Jesus' name. We pray. Amen. Yes, my dear beloved, welcome. We are not going to give the enemy no chance to, you know. So we just thank Sister Carla that she can, you know, she always be our rescue. you. Sister Carla, we are on Advent Light here. Give thanks to God that God have been using you to be by our side when we need you. So we just want to let you know we thank you for all what you have been doing, that God be obedient to God to follow his work. And also, Sister Carla, I just want to give God thanks for what I have saw Sabbath with the baptism. I wasn't able to saw you first when you go down, but I was able to saw when you came up. And you know what? That's a blessing. So I wish you all the best, and I do hope that it's come like a new life, you know, that you will be able, willing, and ready to go and to bring others to the Lord. So we here, heart have been blessed and overwhelmed. And, you know, we give God the praise. All right. Yes, my dear beloved brothers and sisters on this line, we ask you now, as we start late, it's a late start. We are actually 7:30. So we asking you to press number one. You know, tonight is our El Thursday night. And you know that tonight we always go on the El message. And we like to read the scripture, brothers and sisters, because we want to go into the Word. So we have the first caller, 225-337. If you could read John first, Genesis 1, that is our team scripture on Thursday. Genesis 1, 29 to 30. And also we have three scriptures. Also 3 John 1 to 4 and Revelation 22. 1 to 2. So I'm going to open the line for 225.
First, 225. Genesis chapter 1.
You hear me, Sister
Powell? Amen. 225. Yes, I'm here. Okay, let us begin. So God created man in his own image, and the image of God. Sister Powell, you hear me?
I barely hearing you. Okay, go on now.
Okay, hold on, because let me put it on. Put it on my Bluetooth so you can hear me better.
Okay.
Amen. You can hear me now?
Amen. Yes, ma'am. Amen. Much better. Much better, sister. Genesis 1, 29, the last part of 30.
Hold on. I'm not connected yet. Not connected.
You get your sister Leola?
I'm connecting my Bluetooth so you can hear me.
Sister Leola?
Oh, I'm connected now. All right. Oh, Father, thank you for blessing us tonight.
Sister Leola?
Help us to get online. Yes, I'm here, Sister Powell. I'm just thanking the Lord for getting us online. Okay, I'm reading Genesis chapter 1, verse 27 through 31. And it says,
no,
so God created man.
Look, yeah, just start 29 for time, be 29, 30.
Okay. And God said, behold, I have given you every herb bearing seed, which is upon the face of all the earth, and every tree, and which is the fruit of the tree yielding seed, to you it shall be meat. It shall be for meat, and every beast of the earth, and to every fowl of the air, and to everything that creepeth upon the earth, wherein there is life. I have given every green herb for meat, and it was so. And praise what's the next Lord. Scripture?
Okay. It's 3 John. I can read it. I have it here in time.
Okay.
Right? But you don't. You still stay at home. And 3 John 1-3 said, the elder unto the well-beloved Gallus, whom I love in the truth. Beloved, I wish above all things that thou mayest prosper and be in health, even as thy soul prospereth. For I rejoice greatly when the brethren came and testify of the truth that is in thee, even as thou walkest in truth. And 4 said, I have no greater joy than to hear when my children walk in the truth. So the Lord have no greater joy, my dear sisters and brother on the line. He wants us to walk in the truth. He wants us to share the truth. He wants us to abide in the truth. And also we have Revelation 22. Come down and see, you know, when we are sharing God's word to others and going to the word, they can say that those words is we, Sister Leola, or Sister Carla, or Sister Powell is speaking of their own. We know that, you know, God gave us the instruction and he wants us to be obedient to follow it. And Revelation 22 said, and he showed me a pure river of water of life, clear as crystal, proceeding out of the throne of God of the Lamb. And in the midst of the street of it, Sister Leola and Sister Carla, and all those who are in it, in the midst of the street of it, and on the other side of the river, was there the tree of life. So we go and experience the tree of life, which bear 12 manner of fruits, and yield their fruit every month. And the leaves of the tree were for the healing of the nation. So we saw how the love God have for us is still, my dear brothers and sisters on this land. So we are so thankful for these promises and that, you know, these are the commands that we can go out in this time where we are in all the crisis around us, that we can share God's word and allow others to read for themselves that God is the great physician who, before he created this world, he had made everything in provision. He provide everything. He prepare everything for us, you know, and for us to be obedient and willing to go and do. First, we have to demonstrate it on our own, ourselves. We have to use these herbs, and I know that each one of you on this line have different thing, herb that they use, even to boost your immune system. So as elders tonight, the line is now open that you can share what you use and encouragement, because I do know that we have a lot of natural remedy that we use as we coming on to the flu season, that we can use just as what God have given unto us. So Sister Leola, you can share now. Your line is open.
Yes, well, Sister Powell, I just want to thank God, and I just like to read this for the body and mind to be sound. And it says, our work is to be practical. We are to remember that God has a body as well as a soul to save. Our work includes far more than standing before the people to preach to them. In our work, we are to minister to the people. Minister to the physical infirmities of those with whom we are brought in contact. We are to present the principles of health reform in person our hearers with thoughts that they have a part to act in keeping themselves in health. The body must be kept in healthy condition in order that the soul may be in health. The condition of the body affects the condition of the soul. He who would have physical and spiritual strength must educate his appetite in right lines. He must carefully not to burden the soul, overtax his physical or spiritual powers. Faithful adhere to the right principles in eating, drinking, and dressing in the duty of God has laid upon human beings. The Lord desires us to obey the law of health and light. He holds each one responsible to care properly for his body, that it may be kept in health. The Savior in his miracles reveals the power that is continually at work in man's behalf to sustain, to heal him. Though through the agency of nature, God is working day by day, hour by hour, moment by moment to keep us alive, to build up and restore. When any part of the body sustains injury, a healing process is at once begun. Nature agencies are set at work to restore soundness, but the power working through these agencies is the power of God. All life-giving power is from him. When one recovers from disease, it is God who restores him. Sickness, suffering, and death are working a work of an antagonistic power. Satan is the destroyer. God is the restorer. The words spoken to Israel are true today of those who recover health in body or health of the soul. I am the Lord that healeth thee, Exodus 15:26. The desire of every human being is expressed in the words, Beloved, I wish above all things that thou mayest prosper and be in health, even as thy souls prosper. 3 John 2, He it is who forgive all thine iniquities, who healeth all thy disease, who redeemed the life from destruction, who crowned thee with loving kindness and tender mercy. Psalms 103:3-4. When Christ healed the disease, he warned many of the afflicted ones, sin no more, lest a worse thing come upon thee. John 5:14. Thus he taught that they had brought disease upon themselves by transgressing the law of God, and the health could be preserved only by obedience. The physical should teach his patients that they are to cooperate with God in the working of restoration. The physical has a continual increase realization of facts that disease is the result of sin. He knows that the laws of nature are truly as the precepts of the Decalogue are divine, and that only in obedience to them can health be recovered or preserved. He sees many suffering as the result of harmful practice who might be restored to health. If they would do what they might for their own restoration, they need to be taught that every practice which destroys the physical, mental, spiritual energies is sin, mercy, and that health is to be secured through obedience and to the law of God has established for good and of all mankind. Oh, what a blessing reading. This says a lot, Sister Powell. So the reading is for us. Amen?
Amen, 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 my dear sister. Thank you, Sister Leola, for that reading. Brothers, is more than a reading, as our focus is on Health Reform Thursday. And as Sister Leola, we read a scripture that what God have given unto us, and that is something that we have to be with. Even the reading about the body, we can say our bodies belongs to the Lord, not ours. We are not in control of our body. So it is telling us that if we follow the law of God and follow the giving promises that we got in his word, and to know that we have a loving physician there who gave us everything to restore us, you know, we wouldn't be getting into these worldly, having these holy diseases, and, you know, will plague our bodies. So I just want to thank Sister Leola for that reading. And as we come contact with the 8 laws of health that God gave us, you know, and we read a while ago Genesis, and also 3 John and Revelation 22, and also the reading from Sister Leola, and everything combined by, you know, total surrender to the Lord and obedience to God's law, in which we should be able to be doing, treating our own body just as the law of God. So we just have to ask the Lord for that help. Maybe we cannot do it alone, but with Christ we know it, he is able to do all things. So I just want to thank Brother. We start on a late show, so we asking our brothers and sisters, let us be briefly, you know, when sharing, you know, and reading. We are so thankful to God that God have given us this help message, the right arm to the gospel. So we know that he gave us nutrition, that is the first one in the eight laws, also exercise and right and hear and sunshine and temperance and hear, rest, and trust in God, you know, water, you know, water, that it is very important for us to take in a lot of water. So we are so grateful that God, the loving God, is able to, you know, treat us. So I just want to thank you, Sister Leola, for both reading the scripture, and also while you was reading, you read about, in my, is not your word, because in Exodus, and you also present the Psalms 103 and Exodus 16 to us. So we want to thank you for sharing. 518-482, your line is open. Can you tell your name and where you're calling from?
Good evening, my dear brothers and sisters. This is Campanelli from upstate New York. I am so happy to be here this evening. I have to leave my work to come on this line, but I know I will be blessed to come here and sharing what I have to say. It was a very busy week so far, and I can tell you, it's only because God gave me strength that I was able to do what I was doing. And I just want to thank him from the bottom of my heart that I could come on this line to share God's blessing, God's word. And today, this I would like to, not to give you a recipe. I'll tell you what is good for different illness. I would like to give you some text. So if you have your pen, you can get out your pen. I'm going to tell you what the Bible says about herbs, right? And I want to be very brief. I mean, there's a few texts well, but you can take them down if you want and read them, right? What the Bible says about herbs. In Genesis 1, 11 to 13, you have your pen and pencil, because you can take them down and read them for yourself. It says, and God said, let the earth bring forth grass, the herbs, yielding seed, and the fruit tree yielding fruit after his time, whose seed is in itself upon the earth. And it was so. And the earth brought forth grass, and the herb yielding seed after his time, and the tree yielding fruit whose seed was in itself after his time. And God saw that it was good, and the evening and the morning was the third day. That's number one. Number two, it's taken from Genesis 1, 29 to 31. And God said, behold, I have given you every herb bearing seed, which is upon the face of all the earth, and every tree in which is the fruit of a tree, yielding seed to you, it shall be for you. And to every beast of the earth, and to every fowl of the air, and to everything that creepeth upon the earth, wherein there is life, I have given every green herb for meat. Notice that every green herb for meat, and it was good. And God saw everything that he had made. And behold, it was very good. And the evening and the morning were the sixth day. And the fruit, this is another text in Ezekiel 47:12. This is another text that
I can't understand.
Ezekiel 47:12. It says the fruit thereof shall be for meat to them, and the leaf thereof for medicine. I have another one in Proverbs 27:5 says, the hay appeareth, and the tender grass cheers itself, and herbs of the mountain are gathered. So here we see that herbs are very good again. People go and gather it for different reasons. And in Job, we have another text that tells us about herbs. Job 30:4, it says, who cut up mallow by their bushes and juniper root for their meat? Who cut up mallow by the root bushes and juniper root for their meat? That is Job 34. And another one, apply a poultice. And it said, applying a poultice. And Isaiah said, take a lump of fig. And they took and laid it on the boil, and he recovered. This is 2 Kings 20:7, or 15 Isaiah 38:21. 2 Kings 27:10, or 10 Isaiah 38:21.
Amen, amen.
At our gates are all manner of pleasant fruit, new and old. Songs of Solomon 7:13. Ye shall know them by their fruits. Do men gather grapes of thorns or figs of thistles? Even so, every good tree bringeth forth good fruit, but a corrupt tree bringeth forth what? Evil fruit. And that is taken from Matthew 7:16-17. In the midst of the tree, this is the last one, so don't get tired with me now. In the midst of the street of it, and on either side of the river, was there the tree of life, which bare 12 manner of fruit, and yielded her fruit every month. And the leaves of the tree were for the healing of the nation. And that is taken from Revelation 22:2. So all of these are what the Bible says about her. I hope you will copy them down and feel that you could read them for yourself. Because here you see it is being recorded in the Bible that herbs is very good thing, a very good thing for us to use, and not to run to these doctors. And if you can find herbs to cure, it's always better. Because God bless us with these herbs. He made them for us and for the healing of the nation. No one ever cared for me. You know, when I think about this, I said, Jesus cared for us so much that he gave us all of these herbs to care for every sickness that you can think upon the face of the earth, that man is sick with. We have all these herbs that we can use. And I'm telling you, I believe that herbs is what every one of us should do. Because when we go to the doctors and they give us these medications, we can just make us more sick than them. So God cares for us. That's why he gave us heart. I just want to thank people because so no one ever cared for me like because Jesus cares, he gives us all of these things to take care of all of our illness. And he knows the end from the beginning. He's the most powerful, ever knowing, ever, you know, God. He made us. He knows what is good for us. Okay? Can you see my song?
I would love to tell you what I think of Jesus. Dreams of calling him a friend of God's name. I will tell you how he changed my life completely. He did something that no other friend could do. No one ever cared for me like he did. There's no other friend to find like me. No one
All my heart was full of misery and woe. Jesus' patience, strong and loving, unfailed me. And he led me in the way I ought to go. No one ever cared for me like Jesus. There's no other one so kind as he. No one else who cares to see and that was from me. Oh, how much he cared for me.
At last, okay.
Every day he comes to us with new assurance. More and more I understand his words of love. But he never knows of why he says, then someday I see his water take away. No one ever cared for us like Jesus. There's no other than so kind of him. No one else could dare to sing and darkness don't hide. Oh, how much he cares for me. Oh, how much he cares for
us. That's what Jesus, all of you heard, so that we can then get sick, we can try and first before running it up him. Okay, my dear brothers and sisters, Mr. Powell, thank you for opening my line. I don't want to take up more time. I could, but I will not. I give somebody else a chance to say what they have to tell me. Thank you for opening my line, Mr. Powell. God bless everyone who comes on the line. God is so
good
to me and to all of us in this land. I could go on speaking, but I just give somebody else a chance to say something.
Amen. Amen. Amen, my dear. You finished, Sister Canzanelli?
Yes, I'm going to stop right here because if I can keep talking, I won't stop.
Okay.
Thank God for being here and listening to because when I think about it, so many people, so many other persons in a short time, in a very, very short time, they would have liked to be here, but because of the brevity of life, they are even to my youth, I could always say that she is lying there, awaiting the call of the life giver. There is so much that is going on in this world today, even with the news. I am just overwhelmed with all the news and the sad news that I am getting. Even just now, I look at this TV. I just took a few minutes. Just the tornadoes in here, down south here. Look how many. That house is still rubber. And I think one person died at the place is terrible. When I look out to this, what the snow right now is doing, so many people in exercise, this house right tonight, they don't have, literally, they're actually crying because they don't have electricity. They don't have the electricity to set all of our station is going to spoil, and you know, it's very, very, things are happening around us, and we are just sitting here quietly, but I want to thank God for life. I want to thank him for the point, the thing that he has given me to do what I have to do every day. You may look at it very simple, but God is so good for all of us. We must give him praise and thanks for every day. Blessings that he has afforded us life to tell someone that Jesus loves him. It makes a difference. this is for, I'm going to get off the line. Thank you.
Amen. 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 Okay. Amen. Thank you, Sister Cancinelli, for sharing, brothers and sisters. Thanks, Sister Cancinelli, for sharing, and also the song, No One Ever Cared For Me. Brothers and sisters, we just welcome everyone on the line, and I know we have a full house here tonight, and everyone will want to, would like to share. I'm asking my brothers and sisters, please be briefly that we can get the opportunity that our brothers and sisters will be able to share, you know, before the message. We have a late start this evening, and we thank Sister Carla. We were having technical difficulties, so we are asking you to be briefly. I will give the opportunity for everyone to share, but I'm just asking to let us be a little brief that we can open the line for the others to share. All right. 985-232, your line is open.
Good evening, sisters and brothers. This is Sister Brenda calling from Houma, Louisiana. I just want to thank God for watching over us. I would like to read a devotion prayer. You have promised, Lord, to always provide a door of escape when we face temptation. But we must be looking for the escape hatch and must be willing to use it. We are tempted to please our bodies, eyes, and prideful minds more than to please you. But by your grace, Lord, we can overcome every temptation to Satan. We can overcome every temptation that Satan may attack us with. Amen. I thank God. Yes, we can. I know we can. Amen. We just have to pray, ask the Lord to rebuke Satan first, and just continue praying to the Lord. He will come, but guess what? We just have to keep fighting and praying to the Lord that we can overcome him. And I just thank God for the day and giving us a breath of life and fresh air. And I pray that everyone is doing good today. Just ask for prayer for us being enlightened, their ministry, and the Sacra family, and me to keep going strong. So I pray for the United States and everybody on the family prayer line, if it's prayer line. So God bless. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
I'd like to say hello to everyone. This is Brother John from Houma, Louisiana. And I always want to give God the praise as usual and thank God for his many blessings and our learnings and the teachings that we have from the Bible, the prayer line, and our spiritual friends on the prayer line and family. Help our prayer line family all together. And I hope you're having a blessed time, whatever part of the world this is. And I just want to thank God again, you know, for being our mediator from God and being our mediator and teaching us the ways of God and God's will. And I just want to say that he is almighty, and there is no other path that is the righteous path and the path of God and Jesus. And the other path, I don't want to take. I don't want to take that route. So I'm going to keep walking in the righteous path and continue to grow and learn as much as I can until the day I pass away. So just want to share. God bless. Amen.
Amen, amen, amen. Thank you, Brother John and Sister Brenda, for coming on and sharing and reading your script, your prayer, praying, and, you know, I know that Sister Brenda pointed out the devil, Satan, is out there with its temptation, but she said God is able to carry her through, and she keep praying to the Lord, and he is able to do all things, and that's a wonderful, wonderful praises to the Lord, Sister Brenda and Brother John. Keep praying and keep studying and keep sharing. God is good. Yes, my dear beloved brothers and sister on the line, I'm pressing them. I'm asking my brothers and sister to be patient with me. 240, your line is open. We have quite a few people was waiting a good distance. Can you, you know, be patient? 240-988, your line is open.
Howdy do, beloved. God's blessings, peace, and love to everybody on this line. I am just so thankful. I know Sister Power shared with you on Friday that I was in an accident. I'm alive and thankful. It could have been worse. I'm now feeling aches and pains, but God is so good. And so I was able to travel to go to my appointments and come back on Monday. This week, I had one of my doctors had ordered an iron infusion. And so I went to went there. This was after the accident, went there. And checked it and everything. They did my blood pressure. My blood pressure was very high, which I don't have a problem with blood pressure. But when I told them that I was in an accident, they were sharing that, you know, the trauma and all of that, raised the blood pressure that was not normal for me and stuff. So anyway, they gave me the treatment, and I had an allergic reaction. My right eye was just blurry, watery, very cloudy. They had to give me something else to remedy that problem. So I'm just thank God for his grace. I thank God for his protection over my life as well. I also want to ask you all to pray for my daughter. She has gone back to school last Sunday. Saturday night. She went Saturday night. And so I pray that God will continue to encamp around her and keep the pestilence and the evil and all of that temptation away from her. But I also want to leave this with you all. As I said before, I heard Sister Brenda, I heard Brother Ray, I heard Sister Powell just giving God thanks. I also received a letter in the mail. You know how one of those little postcards, and I'm going to give the abridged version, Sister Paul, because I know there are a lot of people on the line, but I just want to share how God is good. Yes, he's great. He had protected me. He kept me throughout the hit and run, and I don't know if she shared that, the hit and run accident. And I am alive, right? He kept me through the allergic reaction, and I'm here. I also want to just add this portion in, is that I received a card in the mail, right? And usually when I see these things, I never call them because I'm just thinking, okay, they're scamming, right? I mean, I just don't have any time for that. So I received a letter, a little postcard in the mail from the controller office, that treasury office. And I was like, what is this? I was getting ready to throw it in the trash. And then one man said, no, call. I put it down. I didn't throw it away. I put it down. Came back to it a couple of days later. And I said, you know what, let me go ahead and call. So I Googled, you know, the information because I want to make sure that this was real, right? And so I got the number and I called. The first time I called, there was an automated system, and they told me if I wanted to speak to a rep, it was going to be between 20 and 30 minutes. So I was like, you know what, I'm not going to say, oh, I want them to call me back. I'm going to hold on. Eventually, when the time was winding down, the phone hang up. I called back again and was able to get somebody. So I gave the lady the information. I said, I got this in the mail. I'm not sure what this is about. And so, you know, I just want to call to find out or whatever, whatever. She said to me, it says unclaimed. I kind of checked it out. It says I had unclaimed property. I was like, what kind of unclaimed property, you know, the government has for me? You know, that's usually a scary thing. And or fraudulent, right? And so I spoke to her, and she said, no, you have money. And I was like, I have money? I was like, what? From where? She said, I guess my insurance company, Blue Shield Blue Cross, she said that they had issued a check for me for over 3 years ago. I have never cashed it. I said, because I've never received it. And so she said they sent it out. They sent it to their office, and they're now trying to, you know, make sure that I get it. So I said to the woman, you know, because again, I'm not sure if this a fraudulent thing, what is going on, da 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 da. So I said to her, are you able to tell me how much money it is? She said, no, I can't tell you how, because I have to send in all of this information so that they can verify it's me, even though I told her. So she said, well, I can tell you that it's more than $100. And so I was like, look at God. Here I am, didn't know anything about it, got a card in the mail, and as I was getting ready to rip it up, throw it out, and listen to, you know, hear the Holy Spirit spoke to me and said, no, don't tear it up, call them, and was told that I have money from the treasurer office in my state. That is just unheard of. Amen. And so I want to thank God for blessing us, even when we don't deserve it, even when we don't even know. God has blessings and favor on our life when we contend and abide with him. I just want to throw that part in. So I pray that, you know, I'll be able to send the information out in, and they will be able to send it to me so that I'm able to bless others. Because as I shared before, my daughter, Sister Powell, and I, we definitely want to be able to feed some children, right? I know Sister Powell have been providing a lot of things for them, but specifically we want to be able to feed them, because we know that many across the world, across the United States, however, our focus right now is on those kids that are going to bed hungry in Jamaica. We definitely want. So when she told me that, I was like, you know, the theme is a dollar a day feed a child. And so when she said it's more than $100, I'm like, look at God, because that is going to be able to go into helping to feed and bless some children. So thank you, Sister Paul, for opening my line, and continue to pray for us. Pray for KJ as he's not, you know, feeling well, but God is working quickly on his behalf. So continue to lift him up in prayer as well, and everybody and my family and your family as well. All right, Sister Paul, thank you so much for opening up my line.
Amen, 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 amen. Amen. Thank you, Sister Stephanie, for that praise report when there was no money. You said the other day, I heard you came on the line and you said you got $24 for paycheck, your paycheck, and, you know, God have allowed you to pay the bills before, because you didn't even know that you was not going to receive your paycheck. So, you know, God always provides. He always make a way. So thank you for sharing that praise report. And we know God is able to do all things with a project. And, you know, God bless your heart to see that, you know, that he's using you in this form. And I just want to give God thanks for the blessings that he have been pouring out on you, us. Yes, my dear beloved, we are coming down to the last, so we're asking you all to press 1 that I can open your line, because, brothers, I want people to share before prayer that we can open the line. So I am asking, open this line, ask for a song before we go into prayer. 272-770, can you do a song for us that we can go in prayer?
Amen. Thank you, Sister Powell, for opening my line. This is Tymiko from Pennsylvania, Wilkes-Barre, and I thank you so much. God bless you all, my dear brothers and sisters. Happy, blessed, Health Thursday. Amen. I'd like to sing Faith is the Victory. Encamped along the hills of light, we Christian soldiers rise. And praise the battle of the night shall build the glowing sky. Against the fallen angel, the world that dreams for heal. Faith is the victory that overcomes the world. Oh, faith. victory. Oh, glorious victory that overcomes the world. On every hand the foe we find, drawn up in dread array. That path is easy left behind, and onward to the fray. Salvation's helmet on each head, the truth all that about. The earth shall tremble neath and tread, and echo in a shout. Oh, faith is a victory, faith is a victory. Oh, glorious victory that overcomes the world. To him that overcomes the foe, my remnant shall be given. Before the angels he shall know his name confessed in heaven. Then all the from the hills of light shall burst to love aflame. So vanish all the hosts of night in Jesus' conquering name. Oh, faith is a victory. Faith is a victory. Oh, glorious victory that overcomes the world. Amen. Thank you so much, Sister Powell, for opening my mind. God bless you all. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Sister Tamiko, for that song. Faith is the victory. Faith is the victory that overcome the world. Without faith, we cannot get victory. So thank you, my dear, to remind us that we all have to have that faith so that we can get victory to overcome. Right? God is good. He's so great. I'm going to open this line. 423-635, your line is open, asking if you can lead us in prayer after you share your testimony and praise.
Amen. Thank you, Lord. Praise the Lord. God is good, and he's worthy to be praised, brothers and sisters. We have to praise God and give him glory and honor each and every moment we get, because we never know who we're encouraging and, you know, what's going on behind the scenes. So God wants us to give him the glory, the praise, and the honor. And I just thank the Lord for renewing my vow with him. It was just a blessed high Sabbath. You know, it was like a burden, you know, like the song said, burden is lifted at Calvary. And I just thank the Lord that, you know, I did it inwardly, but, you know, professing it outwardly. So I just thank the Lord that, you know, I was able to experience that joy again with like-minded brothers and sisters. Romans 15:5, it says, and now God of patience and consolation grant you to be like-minded one to another according to Jesus Christ, that ye may be one mind and of one mouth. Glorify God, even the Father of our Lord Jesus. And I just thank the Lord for that. And also for each and every one of my brothers and sisters to hear you testify of the goodness of the Lord, to sing of his mercy, his love. And as we know, yes, faith is the victory, because that's by our by our works, our testimonies, we are overcomers. So praise the Lord. Let us pray. Kind and loving Father, there's nothing too hard for you, Lord. We thank you ever so much for each and every one on the line this evening, Lord. We thank you for provision. We thank you for health, Lord. We thank you for strength, oh, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Without you, where would we be, oh, Father? Without you, oh, Father, how can we survive, Lord? You have created us for a purpose, oh, Lord. And you have blessed us, oh, Father. And you said, oh, sing unto the Lord a new song. Sing unto the Lord all the earth. And as we come on this line and sing unto you, oh, Father, and also for the Lord is great and greatly to be praised. He is to be feared amongst all God. There's no other God that is better than you, Lord. You are a creator. You are a maker. You are God of God, King of King. No one can take your place, so Lord, and we just give you honor, which is due. We worship you, Lord, in the beauty of your holiness. We are praising you for Sister Brenda, Brother John, Lord, for the mighty work you're doing in their life. We're praising you and thanking you for keeping them, Lord, because they cannot keep themselves, also their family. We thank you for Sister Consonelli and all the work you're doing within her life and the life of her family, her loved one, Lord. She loves you, Lord, and she talks of you and your goodness each and every time she gets the opportunity on this line. Bless her, Lord, in a marked way. Sister Leola and her husband, Lord, I thank you for them, a really spiritual mother, Father, someone I can call upon, someone I can talk to, oh, Father. Please continue to bless her and provide her needs, oh, Lord. Please continue, oh, Lord, to help her and strengthen her, Father. You said you'll never leave us or forsake us. And we just thank you for that promise, and we hold it near to our hearts, knowing that whatever you said, you will do, Lord. And I thank you ever so much for Sister Stephanie for keeping her, Lord. You have protected her to see another day. You knew that accident was going to happen, oh, Father. You put your angels round about to comfort her and not to make it worse than what it was, Lord. We thank you for preserving her for a time as this, Lord, because she has work to do for your kingdom to gain souls, oh, Lord, to usher them and to point them to Jesus, the author and the finisher of our faith, Lord. Bless her and her son and her daughter, Kaja, and her son in a marked way. May you continue to supply for their needs, Lord. Please bless the children, the needy ones, oh, Father, even those that are have, oh, Father, that they will give and that they will be kind and loving to those children around them, oh, Father. You said we ought to be like little children, oh, Father, because they are so humble, Lord. Bless the children in Jamaica, the parents. Supply their needs, oh, Father. The children throughout the world that are suffering from wants of need, oh, Lord, we ask, oh, Father, that you will bless her. You said this is the true religion for us to visit the fatherless, Lord, and to visit the widows in their affliction, oh, Father. In the name of Jesus, Lord, we ask that we will do that, whatever city, county, state that we're in, that we will do that, and we will help support the children and parents and family members that are in need, Father. I thank you for Sister Katie, Lord. I thank you for what you're doing in her life. I thank you for blessing her, Father. I thank you for providing for her, Lord. We all are still here together. We've started so long ago on this prayer line, even in our friendship when I was in Virginia, Lord. I just thank you for keeping Sister Katie. Please bless her. Hear her cry, Lord. Hear her plead, oh, Father, in the name of Jesus. Lord, change her, create in her a clean heart, oh, Lord, and renew a right spirit within her. Bless Sister Tymeka and her family, oh, Father, and her many prayer requests, oh, Father, those that are known and those that are unknown, Father. May you go by her side right now and comfort her, Lord. We thank her for the song. We thank her for praising you in such a way only she can, Lord. Speak to her in a language that she can understand and for her to put all her cares upon you, for you cared for her, Lord. You said, come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Only you can give us rest, Lord. I thank you for dear Sister Powell and the work she's doing in the community on this line, Father, back home in Jamaica, Father, wherever her foot steps, Lord. May she claim it for your kingdom, oh, Father, in the name of Jesus. A prayer warrior, Father, a saint, oh, Father, that we can look up to, oh, Father, as our mother, Lord. You said those that are in the gospel, those that are part of your people, oh, Father, we are brothers and sisters, mothers and daughter, niece and nephew, and we are family, Lord. And as we start this family here on earth, Lord, may we continue with the peace and joy as we see each other in that new Jerusalem, oh, Father, that you have prepared for us from the foundation of the world. Lord, help us to know the time we're living in. Help us to know that you have made all the preparation necessary, and it's up to us to accept it, oh, Father. Names are being accepted. Names are being rejected. Have mercy upon your people, Lord. Be with Brother O'Neill and his family, Lord. Help them, strengthen them, supply their needs also, Father. May they draw closer to you in the name of Jesus, Lord. May they call out to you in the time of distress, Lord. The Calvere family, bless them in the Markway and Tree of Life, and all those that are attached to the ministry, Lord, supply their needs. Lord, may the people have a knowledge of you, O Father. May they give their hearts to you, O Father. May they live this righteous life, O Father, of holiness. And without it, no man can see you, O Lord. We all need to be holy and righteous, kind and loving Father. Be with Brother Rick and his family and Ashley and everyone that's tied to him, O Father, as he's ministering to those at his church, O Father, in the community and his client, Lord. Bless Brother Rick, Lord, to be faithful. Help him to be the leader, the head of his household, the priest, O Father, that he will commit his family to you each and every day, Lord. Please, Lord, answer the unspoken prayer requests, Lord. You know the hearts of your people. You know each and every one of us and what we're going through. I thank you for Brother Eli, Father. I thank you for his prayer requests that he have uttered before, Lord, for his family, Lord, his mom, for his brothers and sisters in Christ, his classmate, Jahari, and each and every one of us, of them. You know them by name. You know their needs, O Father, more than Brother Eli knows. And we thank you for putting Brother Eli in their path so that he can bring their names before you and before the group so that we can minister on their behalf and we can petition their names before you. Bless us as we come together. Bless our body, that it will be a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable to you, which is our reasonable service, Lord. We thank you ever so much. Bless Sister Stephanie as she will be bringing the message this evening, O Father, of the health, which is the right arm of the gospel. Help us, O Father, not just to be hearers, but to be doers, O Father, so that we can practice what we preach and teach others. This is the way. Walk ye in it. Father, we thank you ever so much, Lord. Please, Lord, don't pass me by, Father. My children, O Lord, we need you, O Father. We cannot do without you. You are our provider, Lord. You are our sustainer. You are the high priest. You are my husbandman, O Father, and I just thank you for being there for me, O Father. I thank you for providing. I thank you, O Lord, in the midst of all these things that you said you never leave us, Lord. And you have proven that you are with us even until the end. Help us to be faithful. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen, 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 amen. Thank you, Sister Carla, for praying for each one of us. Thank you, brothers and sisters. I know Brother Eli is on the line. Brother Eli, we are going to ask you to do the last prayer, the closing prayer for us after, you know, that everyone get the opportunity. But the next voice at this time you will hear is the speaker, Sister Stephanie. Brothers and sisters, and thank you all for joining. 240-988, your line is open.
All right. Howdy do, beloved. Thank you so much, Sister Powell, for opening up my line again. Thank you, Sister Carla, for that beautiful, that powerful petition, those powerful petition to the throne room of grace, and I am thankful, and I was blessed. I was able to see you experiencing going into that watery grave. I was excited to see you. It was such a blessing to see, because I know the angels, and they were having, you know, just rejoicing, having a choir concert up in heaven, you know, seeing the baptism of so many people giving their life to Christ. And so I pray that God will continue to be with you and use you as he has a mighty work for you. Heavenly Father, we linger just a little bit longer. I touch and agree with all the prayers that have gone up. I ask you to touch my lips with coal, Heavenly Father. Pour out your blessings on me right now, Heavenly Father, so that I will be able to hide me under your wings and so that I will be able to present this message for you, Lord. Lord, I also was failed to ask for prayer for our beloved Sister Brenda Jones, who they told us that she is weak. She had experienced blood clot. Lord, we pray that you will give them your peace. You will give them your comfort, Heavenly Father. I pray that you will touch her from the corner of her head to the sole of her feet. But most importantly, Heavenly Father, let your will be done. Give Brother Ralph and Sister Tamika your peace and your comfort. Gird them up with your strength. Lord, we know that Sister Brenda Jones has lived such an awesome life. She has touched so many different individuals. And we pray, Heavenly Father, that you will give her your pain relief. Give her your comfort, Lord. Give her your strength, Lord. And let us be accepted, Lord, so that we will be ready to know that whatever your will is, will be done, and we will be okay with it. But look at it to say that we need to surrender ourselves fully to you, Heavenly Father. Thank you, Lord, for hearing and answering, Lord. In Jesus' name we pray, amen and amen. And so we are in chapter 2. Well, no, it might not be chapter 2 in your book, so let me not say chapter 2. Days of ministry. Never before had there been days like these for the world. Heaven was brought down to men. Have you experienced heaven being brought down to you this week? I know I sure have. And so we went up to, I'm going to start reading at 33. I'm going to start reading at 33. So I am in the ministry of healing, and I'm reading Days of Ministry. And we read several pages in this section. And I'm going to go read a paragraph before where I stop, but I'm going to reread that paragraph just to bring us up to speed where we are now, right? It says, thus the day wore away. The disciples of John, seeing and hearing all, at last Jesus called them to him and bade them go and tell John what they had seen and heard, adding, blessed is he whosoever shall not be offended in me. Verse 6, the disciples bore the message, and it was enough. And Sister Powell, I think I kind of skipped something. You might have done it. I know you said there were some technical difficulties. This is, I
yes,
Sister,
we do. We go over. We go over all of them. Yes,
okay,
we did
all right,
do
awesome.
All of them.
Awesome. And you did your text and everything?
Yes, I think we repeated two times. You know, it was just
okay.
Reading.
All right. No,
over
okay,
two
all
times.
Right.
Just John,
okay.
Third
right.
John, and
right.
Genesis.
Okay. All right. Thank you so much. All right. Just had to make sure. You know, we know that this is Health Thursday. Sister Carla said it so beautifully and eloquently, the right arm of the gospel. And this is how we are able to share, you know, our message, right, to individuals that we come in contact with. So it says, John recalled the prophecy concerning the Messiah. Jehovah had anointed me to preach good tidings unto the meek. He had sent me to bind up the brokenhearted, to proclaim liberty to the captives and the opening of the prison to them that are bound, to proclaim the year of Jehovah's favor and to comfort all that mourn. Isaiah 61, 1 through 2. Jesus of Nazareth was, and this is revised version, Jesus of Nazareth was the promised one. The evidence of his divinity was seen in his ministry to the needs of suffering humanity. His glory was shown. His condensation to our low estate. The works of Christ not only declared him to be the Messiah, but showed in what manner his kingdom was to be established. To John was opened the same truth that had come to Elijah in the desert. When a great and strong wind rent the mountains and break in pieces the rocks before the Lord, but the Lord was not in the wind, and after the wind an earthquake, but the Lord was not in the earthquake, and after the earthquake a fire, but the Lord was not in the fire, and after the fire God spoke to the prophet by a still small voice. 1 Kings 19:11-12. So there are things that happen around us, and God is not in it. Amen. God spoke to the prophet by a still small voice. 1 Kings 19:11-12. So Jesus was to do his work not by the overturning of thrones and kingdoms, not with pomp and outward display, but through speaking to the hearts of men a life of mercy and self-sacrifice. That is what we are supposed to be doing. We read the first couple of weeks. We were reading Christ's example. Now we're reading Days of Ministry, where he's also continuing to show us his example in ministry while he was here on earth. The kingdom of God comes not with outward show. It comes through the gentleness of the inspiration of his word, through the inward working of his spirit. The fellowship, and this for me, I'm getting where, you know, Christ said he sees our heart and not our outer appearance. It says, his spirit, it comes through the gentleness of the inspiration of his word, through the inward working of his spirit. The fellowship to the soul with him who is its life. The greatest manifestation of his power is seen in human nature, brought to the perfection of the character of Christ. The followers of Christ are to be the light of the world, but God does not bid them make an effort to shine. He does not approve of any self-satisfied endeavor to display superior goodness. He desires that their souls shall be imbued with the principles of heaven. Then as they come in contact with the world, they will reveal the light that is in them. Are we to be the light? Right, the scripture that says how can man have a candle, right, a light, and hide it under a bushel, right? And so we are to be the light so that others can see Christ through us. So it says right here, I'm going to reread this again. He desired that their souls shall be imbued with the principles of heaven. Then as they come in contact with the world, they will reveal the light that is in them. Their steadfast fidelity in every act of life will be a means of illumination. Wealth or high position. So we better not be, what is it, Sister Powell, gathering treasures on earth? Amen? Because it says wealth or high position, costly equipment, architecture, or furnishings are not essential to the advancement of the work of God. Neither are achievements that win applause from men and minister to vanity. Worldly display, however, imposing, is of what? No value in God's sight. I'm going to read that again. Worldly display, however imposing, is of no value in God's sight. Above the seen and temporal, he values the unseen and eternal. The former is of worth only as it expresses the latter. The choicest production of art possesses no beauty that can compare with the beauty of character, which is, Brother Eli often talks about this, which is the fruit of the Holy Spirit working in the soul. That's what we are to strive for, right? The fruit, the Holy Spirit, not the fruit of what men says, you know, the wealth and the big house and all of these riches and all of these gaudy furnishings and vehicles, right? That's not what it says, right? Above the seen and the temporal, he values the unseen and eternal. The former is of worth only as it expresses the latter. The choicest production of art possess no beauty that can compare with the beauty of character, which is the what? The fruit of the Holy Spirit working in the soul. Are we kind? Are we long-suffering? Are we patient? Are we a peacemaker? When God gave his son to our world, he endowed human beings with imperishable riches, paired with the treasured wealth of men since the world began, which is nothingness. Christ came to the earth and stood before the children of men with the hoarded love of eternity, and this is the treasure that through our connection with him, we are to receive
to reveal and to impart. Human effort will be efficient in the work of God just according to the consecrated devotion of the worker. By revealing the power of the grace of Christ to transform the life, we are to be distinguished from the world because God has placed his seal upon us, because he manifests in us his own character of love. I'm going to read that again. We are to be distinguished. That word distinguished means different, peculiar. So that means we're not supposed, we shouldn't be doing the same thing that the world is doing. Amen? We are to be distinguished from the world because God has placed, why should we be distinguished? Because God has placed his what? Seal upon us, because he manifests in us his own character of love. So are we emulating God's seal that is placed on us when we're miserable, when we're mean, when we're unkind, when we're bitter, when we're murmuring, when we're complaining, when we're self-serving, when it's all about us? Just a thought. Our Redeemer, or Aquari, our Redeemer covers us with his righteousness. What? Our Redeemer covers us with his what? Righteousness. So we can't do anything by ourselves, right? But our Redeemer, and I'm thinking about, you know, we're studying the story of redemption, and the last chapter, four was it? I think it was the temptation and the fall, and we realized in Genesis 2 and 3, where when Eve was disobedient to what God has given them the direction to, before their disobedience, they were covered with Christ's righteousness, right? But after they were disobedient, the Christ's righteousness left them, and they recognized that they were now naked, right? They recognized that truly, they died. They didn't die instantly, but they died because they left, that righteousness left them. And so is true for us. When we are disobedient, when we're not abiding with what Christ says, he gives us the choice. We do have the free choice, but we cannot choose to do wrong and still have the favor of God's righteousness. Amen? We would then have to repent from our wicked ways, from our sin. And so we ought to think about that. In choosing men and women for his service, God does not ask whether they possess worldly wealth, learning, or eloquence. So when God is when God is looking to use people, right, human, carnal flesh, he does not look at their status to say, let me see, Sister Carla has a master's degree. Sister Powell has a college diploma, a high school diploma. He does not look at that. He does not say, let me check their bank accounts. Brother Udi has this many millions in the bank account. And this is, you know, I mean, don't say I'm saying, you know, I'm just throwing some things out. They don't say, you know, Sister Brenda has a own an island, you know, in Dubai or something. No, he does not look at that. He looks at people who are willing to do his job. Sometimes they're not even really following him. Think about it. What happened to Saul and, you know, who became Paul, you know, when he was on Damascus Road? He wasn't following him. And so God allowed him to have an encounter with him, an experience with him. And so that's what God is looking for, willing hearts, not for wealth and riches. Amen? So it says, in choosing men and women for his service, God does not ask whether they possess worldly wealth, learning, or eloquence.
he asked, do they walk in such humility that I can teach them my way? Can I put my word? Can I put my word into their lips? Will they represent me? Because remember, if you're on the side of Jesus, if you're on the side of our Heavenly Father, you are part of his ambassador. You are one of his ambassador, right? You are one of his representative. And we talked about this. You know, when you are an ambassador to a country or to a company, you represent that company well, right? You speak. You go on behalf of that person. You don't speak on your own, right? So whatever they tell you to say, whatever they represent, you have to represent that brand, that company, that state. So the question is, how do we represent being heirs of the heavenly kingdom? Wow. Would someone be able to look at you, listen to you, look at your disposition, and say, this person is connected to the heavenly kingdom? Or will they say, oh my goodness, this person is connected to the dark hell? Yes. This person is connected to demons. This person is connected to Satan himself. There's a scripture, Sister Paul. Isn't there a scripture where Jesus said, you are of the devil, your father?
Uh-huh.
This is not far-fetched. Who are we connected to? Who do we resemble? Who do we emulate? Help us, God, so that we can become more like you. Can I put my words into their lips? Do we want Christ's words to be spoken from our lips, or do we want to have our own way? Do we want to say what we want to say, when we want to say it, how we want to say it? Will they represent me? That's all Christ is asking. Three simple queries. Do they walk in such humility that I can teach them my way? Can I put my words into their lips? Will they represent me? Simple, huh? God can use every person just in proportion as he can put his spirit into the soul temple. The work that he will accept is the work that reflects his image. His followers are to bear as their credential to the world the ineffaceable characteristic of his immortal principle. The work that he will accept is the work that reflects his image. His followers are to bear as their credential to the world the ineffaceable characteristic of his mortal principles. I continue. He shall, and I'm just going to read one portion of this, Sister Powell, and then another little portion from the Touch of Faith, and then I will close. He shall gather the lamb with his arm. As Jesus ministers in the streets of the city, I'm still in days of ministry. As Jesus ministers in the streets of the city, mothers with their sick and dying little ones in their arms press through the throng, seeking to come within reach of his notice. Behold these mothers, pale, weary, almost despairing, yet determined and persevering. Bearing their burden of suffering, they seek the Savior. As they are crowded back by the surging throng, Christ makes his way to them step by step. Until he is close by their side, hope springs up in their hearts. Their tears of gladness fall as they catch his attention and look into the eyes expressing such pity and love. Singling out one of the group, the Savior invites her confidence, saying, "What shall I do for thee?" She sobs out her great want, "Master, that thou wouldest heal my child." Christ takes the little one from her arms, and disease flees at his touch. Mm. And you know what? I have to pause here for a minute because I remember, I mean, look at this. "Master, that thou would heal my child." Christ takes the little one from her arms, and disease flees at his touch.
Mercy.
We have pastors now and elders now that don't even want to touch babies. They are doing dedication, and they're doing, you know, dedicating the baby, and they don't want to hold the baby because they're saying the pestilence that's going around. And look what Christ's example. It says, "Please, please, at his touch." Has God bestowed those powers on you? I thought there's a scripture that says he gives the elder to lay hands on the sick. Huh? But is that happening now in this craziness that we're in?
Mm-mm.
Are we demonstrating that we're distinguished people? Where we are not doing what the world is doing, but we come boldly to the feet of the throne with the power that God has bestowed upon us? Demons and mountains in the ocean, to walk on scorpions, to bound up the enemy and sickness and disease in the name of Jesus? Are we walking in that boldness? Are we walking in that faith, in that assurance? I mean, it broke my heart. I mean, the pastor would not hold the baby in a dedication because we're in a sling situation. But it says here, "Master, that thou wouldest heal my child." Christ takes the little one from her arms, and disease flees at his touch. The pallor of death is gone. The life-giving current flows through the veins. What? What an awesome experience to being in the presence of Jesus the Savior. Have mercy. What power. Words of comfort and peace are spoken to the mother, and then another case, just as urgent, is presented. Again, Christ exercises his life-giving power, and all give praise and what? And honor to him who doeth wonderful things. Wow, wow, and wow. We dwell much on the greatness of Christ's life. We speak of the wonderful things that he accomplished, of the miracles that he wrought. But his attention to things accounted small is even higher proof greatness. That is powerful. That is powerful. And so I am going to move on into the touch of faith, page 70. Ye shall find rest. Many of us are going through ailments, myself included. Many of us are going through uncertainty. Many of us are going through affliction. Right? But listen what it says. Ye shall find rest. Tomorrow is preparation day. I am looking forward to finding rest. I am looking forward to finding rest on God's holy Sabbath day. I'm looking forward to finding rest. I'm walking in God's expectancy. To find rest in all of these things that are going on. In the accident, in the ailment, in the pain. in the uncertainties of jobs, in the fact that we are praying and claiming for country property, in the fact that individuals around us are struggling in different ways, food and finances, death and sorrows, we can find rest in Jesus Christ. We can find rest in our Heavenly Father. It says, tenderly he bade the toiling people, take my yoke upon you and learn of me. For I am meek and lowly in heart, and ye shall find rest unto your souls. Matthew 11, verse 29. I went to my appointment today, and I was, you know, I had to run into the store to grab, you know, my son called me and needed a couple of things, and I had to run into the store to grab a couple of things that that he needed. And I'm telling you, I was in so much pain. I had to call the person, you know, you can't stretch to pull things down. I wanted some water. I couldn't lift it up. And however, my face, you couldn't tell that I was in pain. Because I'm like, God, you know, I mean, I need you to give me the strength that I need. Right? I need you to shine through me. And so this is what we are to ask. Right? Ask God to let us not look the way how we're feeling inside, but fill us with his Holy Spirit. Because we're going to give him our yoke and our burden. Right? It says these words. It says, let me go back. Take my yoke upon you and learn of me. For I am meek and lowly in heart, and ye shall find rest unto your souls, Matthew 11, verse 29. In these words, Christ was speaking to every human being. He's speaking to me, to you, Sister Powell, to you, Brother Eli, to you, Sister Carla, to you, Sister Brenda, to you, Sister Leola, to you, Brother Ray, Brother Rick, Brother John, everybody, to you, Sister Cantinelli. I know that we're going through so much. Many have lost family members, grandmother and nieces and father and grandfather, cousins and siblings. Right? Christ is speaking to you. Whether they know it or not, all are weary and heavy laden. All are weighed down with burdens that only Christ can remove. The heaviest burden that we bear is the burden of sin. If we were left to bear this burden, it would what? Crush us. It would crush us. I read something the other day, actually this morning, what's her name? A young lady, 30 years old, Miss USA 2019. Jumped from her apartment building in New York City to her demise, planned to commit to take her own life. Many individuals, there was another famous person, Regina King, son, young man, 26, I think, 27, thereabout, took his own life. Where would we be had it not been for Jesus on our side? We would be like animals. We would not have any hope. Every day, somebody is just taking their life because the weight of the world is just crushing them. So I am so thankful that we have a Savior that says, give me your yoke. All are heavy and all are weary and heavy laden. All are weighed down with burden that only Christ can remove. The heaviest burden that we bear is the burden of sin. If we were left to bear this burden, it would crush us. But the sinless one has taken our place. The Lord had laid on him the iniquity of us all. Isaiah 53, verse 6. He was borne the burden of our guilt. He will take the load from our weary shoulders. How beautiful is that? He will give us rest. The burden of care and sorrow also he will bear.
He invites us to do what? Cast some, a little bit, a few, couple. No, he invites us to cast all our care upon him. For he cares us, for he carries us upon his heart. The elder brother of our race is by the eternal throne. He looks upon every soul who is turning his face towards him as the Savior. He knows by experience what are the weaknesses of humanity, what are our wants, and where lies the strength of our temptations. For he was in all points tempted like as we are, yet without sin. Hebrews 4, verse 5. Let me say that again, because some of us are saying, oh, he came in the divinity. He did not, you know, he was not able to sin. But it says right here, he looks upon every soul who is turning his face towards him as a Savior. He knows by experience what are the weaknesses of humanity, what are our wants, and where lies the strength of our temptation. Listen why. For he was in what? In all points tempted like as we are, yet
as
without
we
sin.
Are.
Verse 4, verse 15.
Mm-hmm.
He is watching over you. This is so refreshing. He is
mm-hmm.
watching over you. Trembling
mm-hmm.
child of God, are you tempted? He will deliver. Are you weak? He will strengthen. Are you ignorant? We don't have any knowledge. Sometimes we don't have any sense. He says he will what? Enlighten us. He will enlighten.
Mm-hmm.
Are you wounded? Mm-hmm. He will heal. The Lord telleth the number of the stars, and yet he healeth the broken in heart and bindeth
mm-hmm.
up their wounds. Psalms 147, verse 4 through 3. Whatever your anxieties and trials, this is for, we're speaking, I know they're speaking to me. Whatever your anxieties and trials, spread out your case before the Lord. Your spirit will be braced for endurance. The way will be open for you to disentangle yourself from embarrassment and difficulty. The weaker and more helpless you know yourself to be, the stronger will you become in his strength. The heavier your burdens, the more blessed the rest in casting them upon your burden bearer. Circumstances may separate friends. The restless waters of the wide sea may roll between us and them. But no circumstances, no distance can separate us from the Savior. Wherever we may be, he is at our what? Right hand. And that's favor right there, right?
Mm.
He is at our right
mm-hmm.
hand to support, maintain, uphold, and care. Thank you, Jesus. Greater than the love of a mother for her child, Christ's love for his redeemed. And let me tell you, I have two children, and I love them dearly, right? But this is what it says. Greater than the love of a mother for her child is Christ's love for his redeemed. It is our privilege to rest in his love, to say, I will trust
mm-hmm.
him, for he gave
mm-hmm.
his life for me. Even
mm-hmm.
when I don't see where that one red cent is coming from, I'm going to trust you, God. Even when it's cold, when the people didn't come to fix the furnace, I'm going to trust you, God. Even when my body is aching, my mind can't think, God, I'm going to trust you. Amen? It says, I will trust him, for he gave his life for me. Even when I can't see, it doesn't make any sense to me. I'm going to trust you because he gave his life for me. Human love may change, but Christ's love knows no change. When we cry to him for help,
His hand is stretched out to save. The mountains may depart and the hills be removed, but my loving kindness shall not depart from thee, neither shall my covenant of peace be removed, saith Jehovah that had mercy on thee. Isaiah 54, verse 10, ARV. The Lord is good unto them that what? Wait for him, to the soul that seeketh him. Lamentations 3, verse 25. Ye shall serve the Lord your God, and I will take away sickness from the midst of thee. Exodus 23, verse 25. Here ends the reading for today.
Praise the Lord. Well, my dear Sister Stephanie, we want to thank you for that presentation tonight. Brothers and sisters, thank you for that presentation. Brothers and sisters on this line, we know we have to trust the Lord. Trust in the Lord. Burdens are lifted. Calvary, and only He. And all that we are going through tonight, we hear. We just heard a while ago in the reading, you know, that God, there is nothing too hard that God cannot do for us. Now, all we have to do is to trust Him. So I just want to thank Sister Stephanie for that presentation. And brothers and sisters, we are asking you to go back and read these wonderful promises and these books that the Minister of Healing, I tell you, it gives us strength when we read God's word. And we are just encouraging each one to go back and read. Well, we have a few people here. We know we over time, but brothers and sisters, if you have any, I think we should really have a query or something you didn't understand and you want to have a comment on the message, the reading of to see how God, what God have done for us, what Christ has done for us, how He had shown us how we should demonstrate His love out there, how we should go out there with love, comfort, and compassion. So I believe everyone would have something to say. So we have few people here who press one. I'm going to open the line, and if there is anyone else want to, you know, have a query to ask or to present to something that you will really get benefit tonight, you know, and something that you want to ask the Lord for, pray for, that the Lord will be able to change us, you know, change our life, because we have to be right with Him to get all these blessings that He had promised us. So I'm going to open for this line, 804-204-238. Your line is open. Can you tell your name? I hope in your line I saw you put down something there. Can you check your phone, 804-238? Okay. 804-238, your line is open. Okay, I will go back. All right. 857-505, your line is open.
Mm-hmm. Hello, Sister Power. Hello, my dear Sister Stephanie. Thank you for the powerful message, because that message is really powerful, Sister Stephanie, the fruits of the Spirit. Thank you, my dear Sister Stephanie, the faith, like gentleness, kindness, love, peace, joy, self-control, how you say that, Sister Power, and faithfulness, patience, self-control. God is good, Sister Power. God is awesome. God is worthy to be praised, Sister Power. I would like to pray for Sister Stephanie at the moment, Sister Power, that Sister Stephanie will share with Sister Anna on the pray for Sister Anna that Sister Anna will come on the conference call. She will come on the Anthony Ministry. And Sister Power wants Sister Stephanie to share with Sister Anna that she will come on the conference call, just like we did on fast. And Sister Power on Wednesdays. Well, let me do a special prayer at the moment. Amen and amen. God,
amen.
Heavenly Father,
amen.
God, we magnify your name, Lord, at this moment. God, how excellent is your name, Lord. God, we come to you because, God, you are faithful. God, you are awesome. God, you are worthy to be praised, God. God, I want to thank you, God, that Sister Power is hosting, Lord. We ask God to give her deliverance, Lord. We ask God to strengthen her, Lord. We ask God to come bless her, Lord, in a special way, Lord. We ask God to watch over Sister Power, Lord. We ask God to break every chain for her, Lord. Give her deliverance, God. God, I want to thank you, God, for what you have done for her, Lord. God, I want to deliver Sister Stephanie, God, who was preaching on the Adventist ministry. God, that message was very powerful, Lord. God, we want to thank you, God, for what you have done for Sister Stephanie, Lord. God, we ask God to strengthen Sister Stephanie, Lord. We ask God, allow Sister Stephanie to share with Sister Anna, Lord, on the Avalai ministry, Lord. Allow Sister Stephanie, God, to share the conference call, Lord, for Sister Anna, Lord, that Sister Anna will come in the fast into, Lord, at 9 a.m., Lord, at 12 p.m., Lord, at 3 p.m., Lord. We ask God to touch our Sister Anna, Lord. We ask God to come deliver Sister Anna, Lord. We ask God to give her the strength, Lord. Allow her to share her ministry to Lord. We ask God, allow Sister Anna not to be shy, Lord. We ask God to come bless her, Lord. Watch over her, Lord. Watch over Sister Tamiko, Lord. Watch over her, Lord. Strengthen her to Lord. Bless her daughter, Lord. Bless her daughter, Carisha, Lord. Come bless the brother Taiwan, Lord. Watch over brother Taiwan, Lord. God, Sister Tamiko's not feeling good, God. We ask God to touch her, Lord. Touch her at this moment, God. Touch her at this moment, God. We ask God to touch her, Lord, everywhere in her body, Lord. God, we ask God, allow the pain to get away from her, Lord. In the mighty name of Jesus. In the mighty name
Jesus,
of Jesus.
Amen.
Allow the pain to get away from her, Lord. We ask God, allow
Amen.
The pain to stay far away from her, Lord. God, we ask God to come bless all of us, God. Bless Sister Carla, Lord. Watch over Sister Carla, Lord. Watch over Sister Miola. Watch over Sister Katie, Lord. Watch over Sister Katie, Lord. We ask God to come bless Sister Katie, Lord. Allow Sister Katie not to be shy on this line, Lord. Allow her to come on the Avalai ministry, Lord. God bless Sister Katie, Lord. We ask God, allow Sister Katie, God, to share her ministry, Lord. Allow her to share her testimony, Lord. Break every chain for Sister Katie, Lord, on the Avalai ministry, God. Bless her, Lord. Watch over her, Lord. Break every chain for her, Lord. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus.
Jesus.
Victory.
Amen.
Victory for all of us, God.
Amen.
Bless us, God. Watch over us, God.
Amen.
God, watch over Brother O'Neill, God. Bless
Amen.
Brother O'Neill, Lord. Bless us, God. Bless everyone, God. Allow us to have a blessed night, Lord. God, in the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Praise God. Thank you, Brother Eli, for praying for us. And you enjoy the study. And we're asking you all to go back and do the study. And thank everyone tonight for joining us. And we know tomorrow is the Sabbath. So we are asking our brothers and sisters to invite someone on the line, you know, and that you can share, you know, that is the Sabbath, and, you know, they can come on to listen to the Word of God. And I thank everyone who joined and everyone who shared, and we just hope that, you know, everyone will have a blessed night's sleep. God is good. He is so great, and he is worthy to be praised, and we thank him for the opportunity that we can so. Well, I am going to close now and have a blessed night.